We all know that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is referred to as Zman Matan Torah Seim. But it's also referred to as a Zman of Kabbalah Satar. So the question is, which one is it? Is it Matana or is it a Kabbalah? Right? Is it Matan Torah Seinu or is it Kabbalah Satar? Which one is it? Did we receive the Torah by Matana? Or is the Ikar that we will Makabal the Torah? So I think it's really both. I think there are both elements in the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We know that Parshas Bamidbar is always read right before the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Why is that? Well, what does Bamidbar have to do with Shavuos? So they say in the Svarim that Parshas Bamidbar talks about the counting of Klal Yisrael. And maybe the idea is that Klal Yisrael, that every member of Klal Yisrael has a chelek in Torah. That's what the smichus between Parshas Bamidbar and Shavuos is coming to teach us. The Chida quotes from the Kadmonim that the name Yisrael is Rashi Tevis, that Yesh Shishim Ribo Osios La Torah. There are 600,000 Osios in the Torah. I'm not sure if that works out with the count, but that's what the Svarim Kadmonim say. What does that come to teach me? That 600,000 people in Klal Yisrael, so to speak, right, who left Mitzrayim and were all coming from them. So the Osios of the Torah, Keneged that every member of Klal Yisrael has a chelek in Torah. Yisrael oraisa v'kutche brichu chadhu. We all have a chelek in Torah, and that's how we connect with kutche brichu. That's the basic level. The basic level is that each one of us has a maton of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each one of us Torah. But there's a higher level as well. Depending on how a person prepares himself to receive that maton of Torah, depending on how much a person is machshir himself, how much he creates out of himself a klei kibul to be mekabel the Torah, to accept the Torah, that can determine what kind of a matan of Torah he really receives. Chazal commented in the Medrash in Parshas Bamidbar that the Torah was given in a midbar. Now we know the Torah was given in midbar. Umi midbar matana, Chazal said that mishanosin atzmo hefke kamidbar zoche v'Torah nitna lo b'matan. That the idea that the Torah was given in the Midbar is to teach us that someone who's no sin atzmo hefker kamidbar makes himself hefker, like a midbar. So he is zocha to the matan of Torah. What does it mean to be no sin atzmo hefker kamidbar? So we've spoken about this on different occasions. I think one aspect of this concept is that a person who's mafker himself, a person who gives up of himself, who sacrifices of himself, he is no sin atzmo hefker kamidbar, he receives a greater matan of Torah. Every person has to be moser nefesh for something, right? Nefesh means, not that you have to give up your life. Nefesh means a rotzen. A person gives up ritzonos, right? A person gives up a rotzen, he's willing to sacrifice for something. Question is for what? Right? A person really should be willing to sacrifice for Torah, to sacrifice some of his creature comforts, his time, his sleep. Maybe a person should be willing to undergo financial sacrifices to learn Torah, to have a more difficult lifestyle to be able to learn Torah more. A person should be willing to sacrifice for Torah, to sacrifice for spiritual things. You know, people sacrifice their sleep to stay up late to watch a ball game or to, you know, we know what people use their money for, right? A person should learn to sacrifice for the right things, to sacrifice for Torah. Someone who is no sin atzmo hefker kamidba, someone who teaches himself to be mevatel his rotzen, his natural physical ritzonos, if he sacrifices for Torah, Chazal say that he's zocha to receive a higher level, a greater matana of Torah. And I think maybe that's what we mean when we say that there's a kabbalah satorah, that each and every Shavuos is a time that we're mekabel Torah once again. Of course, it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's a time that we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the Torah. But we have to call Shavuos Kabbalah HaTorah because it reflects the reality that the more that we're machshir ourselves to receive the Matana of Torah, the more we're willing to sacrifice for Torah, the greater our chelek in Torah can be. We daven. Yes, all of Klal Yisrael has a chelek in Torah. Each member of Klal Yisrael, every Jew, has a part of Torah. But the more that we prepare ourselves to receive the Torah, the more that we machshir ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah, that will determine whether we will be zocher to an even greater matana of Torah, Shabbos Kedyon.